Most fights are lost before the first punch is thrown. Your stance, your posture, everything sends a message. And here's a classic example. Just watch how this plays out. Predators can spot weakness in seconds. So are you an easy target or a threat? Let's break down the three key principles that decide whether you're safe or next. So keep watching.
What sets you apart from being a victim in an attack? I think it's body language. How you actually stand determines whether that person thinks they've got the better of you.
Some people believe that if you have the ability to fight, the best thing to do is to hide it. Essentially, you're a wolf pretending to be a sheep. And in that context, you're biding your time. And this is a good example of that. This elderly gentleman is a retired boxer. You can see quite clearly that he's confident in his posture, but he is playing it down. Now, we don't know the context of what's being said, but you can see from the body language that there are very different signals being sent. But what stands out is that his aggressor leans in and becomes much more intense in the conversation. Now, you could say he's being pulled into a trap. Either way, you have to be careful with this approach. Your body language is key. It will always make a distinct difference to people with predatory behavior. And these are just classic examples.
So how do you stand in a fight? What's the best position? What's the best stance? Well, I always say posture, position, and placement. Three P's. And my surname's Phillips. Would you believe that? Let's start with posture. Posture is you've obviously got to have a good, strong posture. This is pre-fight. This is a situation where we've engaging in a confrontation and the guy's measuring me to decide what he's going to do. And it's a split second decision. Make yourself a hard target, not a soft target. And the reality is that's how victims are selected for crime. Hardened criminals, experienced criminals, what they actually do is they actually can identify people very, very quickly from a crowd of people through their weaknesses in their body language. So essentially how you stand and how you actually posture yourself in a confrontation does have an effect on whether the fight escalates or de-escalates. If I face George and I'm like this and I look away, what signal am I sending to him? What message am I giving to him? You're not controlling the situation. You're not controlling the space. It's just a sense of weakness, right?
Yeah.
Now, wolf in sheep's clothing is quite simple. It's the idea that I pretend to be a victim, and where I pretend to be, bang, I hit the button and I take you water and I go at you. But let's be honest, and I'm only going to say this respectfully, but in my opinion, sometimes that's a dangerous strategy. If you pretend to be a victim, I get a little bit stronger, I get a little bit more confident, I get a little bit more aggressive, and that's what I actually do, because you're actually coming my way. Now, yes, it could be lulling me into a sort of false sense of security. The guy goes bang, hits me and attacks me and fights back. For me, I always think that body language is key when it comes to confrontations and self-defense, right?
Yeah.
I think what you've got to actually do is present a good positive image of yourself. Don't have a sheepish posture. Don't be a victim. Don't have your head down. Don't look away. Be confident. Keep your shoulders drawn back. Try to occupy as much space as you can. Give them the perception that you're a hard target. Second one is position. Well, position, this is it. I want to be off to the side. The other thing I don't want to do, ideally, is stand directly in front of the person. Okay, and this is really important. So I want good posture, be off to the side, have my hands up. Now, again, people say to me, but in a dynamic situation, the guy's arguing with his chest as he's coming at you. He's going to move. Yeah, if he moves to adjust himself, then I move to adjust myself. But I never actually try to stay square to the person's weapons. The squareness is dangerous. You've got to try to orientate. Placement. Well, placement's with your body. How do I actually place my body to face this person? I don't want to be standing with my legs in a neutral position. What I want to do is have a leg forward. So if I'm off to his left, I want to have my right leg forward. So I've got a good position to defend knees. If he's trying to kick into the low quarter, my legs can come up and defend, or I could be kneeing him back. If the guy's trying to push me, I can obviously have good balance and stability. But here's the key thing. I'm off to the side to him all the time. The placement also takes into account the distance and the range. I don't really want to be sideways on at close range, because if I want to be this close to someone, which I don't want to be in an ideal world, but let's just say I'm in a bus and a subway, I'm in a confined space, I have no choice. For me to activate this hand, I've got to turn in and use it, and that's too slow. If I'm quite close to the guy, I want to be fairly square. I've got my leg forward, my shoulders are angled and my hands are up, so I can engage two hands quite quickly. So if I'm like this and I'm off to the side slightly, George decides he doesn't like me. I don't know why, I'm a really nice guy. I smile a lot. And he throws a punch. At least I can engage my hands one, engage my hands two. I know this is sterile, but I'm trying to get the point across, and it's not active for YouTube, but I'm trying to get the point across so I can use my hands quite easily and very quickly. I need to be quick, dynamic, on the person, keep my head down and a leg forward. But it's the three P's that are essential for defending your space and being confident in defending that in a real fight. What I wanted to make was a simple point is don't be a victim. Keep good body language, good posture, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, be confident in that. And if you're confident in your body language and confident in your posture, what you'll find is you'll be able to deal with the situation and maybe de-escalate it well before it resorts to violence. Thanks for watching.